You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's his title? The guy in charge, Dr. Ashley Brim?
The Director General of Health.
Yeah.
The Wire.
What have you got for us, Jess?
So this morning, the ACT Party actually announced that they want to abolish the Human Rights Commission. So Seymour tweeted out, and he described the commission as a hard-left organisation masquerading as a government department. The report also said that the commission is no longer interested in helping real people with actual human rights issues, but simply advancing left-wing agenda. So this morning I talked to Chief Human Rights Commissioner Paul Hunt about the importance of upholding human rights in New Zealand and their response to the ACT Party's plans. Well, not plans, because they can't really do anything, can they? But their announcement.
Yeah, my name is Paul Hunt. I'm the Chief Human Rights Commissioner at the New Zealand Human Rights Commission.
Great. And for people who might not know, what is the Human Rights Commission and what is its purpose?
The Human Rights Commission was established by an Act of Parliament some years ago, and its main function is to advance the human rights of everyone in Aotearoa, to better promote and protect the human rights of everyone in New Zealand.
You've asked the government to continue to uphold human rights and utility promises. Why is this important?
Well, we think it's terribly important. It's central to our statutory mandate. And there are lots of issues in New Zealand at the moment which are human rights issues which require attention. And what we've done is we've listened to communities, we've listened carefully, we're trying to express some of the concerns that we've heard from communities, and we're also trying to ensure that the government keeps the promises, human rights promises that New Zealand has made internationally over many years. And Jessica, one of the points that we want to emphasize is that you know, human rights are not just about lawyers. They're not just about courts. They are about what's important for people, what's important for communities, and they are about framing and implementing good policies. So it's not all about going to court. A lot of people think that human rights is all about going to court. It isn't. It's about empowering individuals, supporting communities, and formulating good policies that help to deliver better lives for everyone in Aotearoa.
And some of these policies that you've been pushing for to help people live better lives is for affordable and healthy homes, a living wage, and then also a national action plan against racism. So how do you feel that the government and previous governments have performed on these issues?
Well, we're more interested in looking forward, right? New government coming in. What we're saying to them is that here are 39 or so particular human rights issues. We'd like them to take these human rights issues seriously. They reflect the binding obligations that New Zealand has in international law. Everyone knows there's a housing crisis. It's not just a housing crisis, however, it's also a human rights crisis. You know, everyone knows there's a problem of racism in this country. And the Human Rights Commission is committed to advancing an inclusive, rich, dynamic, multicultural society grounded in Te Tiriti. And it's our job to do that. And this document is sort of reaffirming our intention to help the government so far as we can to get it right. When it's necessary, we'll call them out if they don't deliver on these promises. New Zealand has promised to deliver this stuff. You know, I'm not making it up. New Zealand, for decades, has signed up to some really solemn human rights pledges, commitments, promises, and we've now got to make sure they're delivered.
And David Seymour's recently announced that the ACT Party, they want to abolish the commission. They've described it as not actually being interested in helping real people with human rights issues, but advancing a left-wing agenda. What is your response to this?
My response is that it's a free country. The ACT Party will express its views. That's how democracy works. And what the Human Rights Commission is endeavouring to do is to fulfil what it's been asked to do by the New Zealand Parliament. And what we're really trying hard to do is to make human rights meaningful and relevant and practical to the everyday lives of everybody. So far from being sort of out of step with New Zealand and not engaging with realities, we are actually saying that human rights can improve workplaces, human rights can improve universities, human rights can improve schools and our environment and our communities. So we are really listening carefully to communities, trying to respect what we're hearing and trying to ensure that the promises made by successive governments are respected. One promise you already alluded to is the human right to a decent home. You know, there's a housing crisis here. It's also a human rights crisis. According to reliable data, there are over 40,000 people who are in either temporary housing, or they're living in cars, or they're living in garages, or they're couch surfing, or they're on the street, or who are living in really deplorable conditions. 40,000 people in a high-income country like New Zealand, this is incredible. We're also drawing attention to a study that the Human Rights Commission commissioned last year, in which it's found that over 50,000 working households, right, are living in poverty. 50,000 households, so that's a lot more than 50,000 people. And these are people in work who are still living in poverty. So what does that tell us? It tells us that they're not being paid a decent wage. And this is a human rights issue. So we think that Canada has recently introduced some legislation putting human rights at the center of a housing strategy. We think the same should happen in Aotearoa. We think that public officials should take human rights seriously. They should take human rights and inclusion seriously in all their work. We think there should be a strategy to tackle poverty. Something as big as poverty, we're not going to tackle it in a sort of piecemeal way. It requires a strategy. We're calling for an end to pay discrimination. We know there's a gender pay gap. We know there's an ethnic pay gap. Those are violative of human rights. We want more and better work for disabled people. That's in accordance with promises made by the successive New Zealand governments under a treaty called the Convention on the Rights of Disabled People. We want an effective plan against racism. And we also acknowledge that individuals have human rights responsibilities. You know, individuals have responsibilities to their environment. Individuals have responsibilities to their communities. Individuals have responsibilities not to be xenophobic, not to be homophobic, not to be Islamophobic, not to be anti-Semitic, not to be racist. So we're recognizing that there are human rights. There are also responsibilities on all of us, and all of us have a responsibility to try and nurture positive relationships between different communities.
And David Seymour has specifically criticised you for wanting to advance hate speech laws. What is your plan for this, and why is this an important issue?
Well, it's a really important issue because, you know, free speech is absolutely central to a thriving, vigorous democracy. In every country on the planet has some limitations to free speech. In free speech, you have to balance freedom of speech with inciting racial hatred. Balances have to be struck. you know, often people have a misunderstanding about human rights. They think they're sort of very absolutist. Actually, most human rights require balances to be struck. So we have, for instance, freedom of information. That's what we should have. But we also have right to privacy. So there's a constant tension going on between freedom of information, right to privacy. So this balance has to be struck. Equally, a balance has to be struck between crucially important freedom of speech and also the critically important issue that there should not be incitement to racial hatred and violence. So it's a question of striking the right balances. Now, in the document that we published today, all we've said is that there should be a discussion around hate speech and trying to ensure that we strike the right balance between these competing human rights. And I want to emphasize that freedom of speech is critically important in Aotearoa, and any infringements of freedom of speech must be very carefully restricted and contained.
But just before I let you go, is there anything else you wanted to add on this topic?
I suppose the final point that I'd like to make, Jessica, is that in the Human Rights Commission, our job under the Act of Parliament is to advance human rights. Human rights embody values, and these values are really, really important. They're values of belonging, of freedom, of equality, of fairness and decency and dignity for all. So what we're trying to ensure is that those values, which are Kiwi values, are always central in policy-making processes. And if they are central, the policies will be better, more robust, and deliver for all.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
And that was Human Rights Commissioner Paul Hunt.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.